Today's service begins with two hymns on the chimes. Shall we gather at the river, and O Savior for the saints. Following is the prelude, a recent recording of the masked and socially distanced St. John's United Ringers, presenting Lord Whose Love in Humble Service, in an arrangement by Stan DeWitt. Next, the opening hymn, the traditional All Saints Sunday hymn for all the saints. With that theme of the day in mind, today's anthem is the St. John's Virtual Chancel Choir, with John Rutter's arrangement of When the Saints Go Marching In. Be sure to check our Facebook page to see the video version of this New Orleans-inspired arrangement. Today's hymn after the sermon is God, We Thank You for Our People, set to the tune Holy Manna. The service concludes with For All the Saints being heard once again, this time in an organ setting by Michael Bedford.
Thank you. As we prepare to enter into worship, let me remind you that no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, our deep desire is to meet you where you are and share God's love with you. Please join me in taking a deep breath. Imagine that you are breathing in God's wonderful, strengthening, comforting, and reassuring presence. Hold on to that, even as you breathe out that which would distract you, cause you to be anxious, or not focused on what we are about to share together. And as you are breathing deeply, let me invite you to now focus with me on our theme today, Partners in Service. When I saw that theme, the very first thing that came to mind was a hymn that we have sung often here at St. John's called As Partners in Christ's Service. I want to share with you some of the lyrics of that hymn. Some of you I know have checked out hymnals and taken them home, so if you'd like to follow along, it happens to be hymn number 495. Jane Parker Huber's lyrics to this hymn speak beautifully of what it means to be a partner in service. Called as partners in Christ's service, called to ministries of grace, we respond with deep commitment, fresh new lines of faith to trace. May we learn the art of sharing, side by side and friend with friend, equal partners in our caring to fulfill God's chosen end. Christ's example, Christ's inspiring, Christ's clear call to work and worth. Let us follow, never faltering, reconciling folk on earth. Men and women, rich or poorer, all God's people, young and old, blending human skills together, gracious gifts from God unfold. And finally, this reminder, so God grant us for tomorrow ways to order human life that surround each person's sorrow with a calm that conquers strife. Make us partners in our living, our compassion to increase, messengers of faith, thus giving hope and confidence and peace. May that indeed be our desire as we, as people of faith, live our lives, and even now, as we enter into worship, in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
For all our sakes.
As we enter now into this time of confessing our sins, I invite you to join with me in prayer. The words are printed on our website and Facebook page. If you don't have them within reach, not to worry. We invite you to be with us in a spirit of prayer. Let us pray. Gracious God, as a familiar hymn reminds us, we have been called as partners in Christ's service, helping bear each other's burdens, breaking down each wall or fence. Make us partners in our living, our compassion to increase, messengers of faith, thus giving hope and confidence and peace. We have sung these words with enthusiasm, but we confess they are hard to live. How easy it is to forget that it is not all about us, and that our own needs and concerns are not the only ones that matter. Forgive us, loving God, and fill us with a deep desire to both see our neighbor and respond to their need, as we are able, with your help and guidance, every step of the way. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Friends, God's promise is sure. When we confess our sins as we have just done, God is faithful. God is just. God forgives us and cleanses us from all that is not right. For this gift, we offer our praise and our thanks and seek to live knowing that it makes a difference every day of our lives. Amen.
Our first scripture reading today is from the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 9 through 13. You remember our labor and toil, brothers and sisters. We worked night and day so that we might not burden any of you while we proclaimed to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and God also, how pure, upright, and blameless our conduct was toward you believers. As you know, we dealt with each one of you like a father with his children, urging and encouraging you and pleading that you lead a life worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. We also constantly give thanks to God for this, that when you received the word of God that you heard from us, you accepted it not as a human word, but as what it really is, God's word, which is also at work in you believers. And our gospel reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 23, verses 1 through 12. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. Therefore, do whatever they teach you and follow it, but do not do as they do, for they do not practice what they teach. They tie up heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on the shoulders of others, but they themselves are unwilling to lift a finger to move them. They do all their deeds to be seen by others, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long. They love to have the place of honor at banquets and the best seats in the synagogues, but to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have people call them rabbi. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all students. And call no one your father on earth, for you have one father, the one in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructor, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant. All who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted." As always, I have a special message for our children and for our young at heart, so I invite everyone to listen. I'll bet that each and every one of you out there has a role model. Whether you are younger or older or somewhere in between, we all have people that we look up to. Role models are people whose lives and actions and ways of being in the world have really caught our attention in the best way possible. They could be parents, grandparents, teachers, athletes, people who are passionate about something we are also passionate about. They can be old or young, strangers or friends, famous celebrities, or just a regular person in our neighborhood. No matter who comes to mind when you think of your role models, they are people who inspire you. They might teach you how to do a new skill, or give you something to work towards, or help you make a dream a reality. The very best role models are ones who inspire you not to be just like them, but to be the very best version of you, at school, or at home, or on the field, or in your Girl or Boy Scout troop, or in the choir, or wherever you find yourself. We can have lots of different role models in lots of different parts of our lives, especially in our lives of faith. People of faith who inspire us and who we look up to are often called saints. And in fact, today we are celebrating All Saints' Day. It's a special day on the church's calendar when we remember, honor, and give thanks for all the people of faith who have come before us and whose faith journeys have helped to pave the way for ours. Our role models of faith, our saints, have taught us, guided us, given us something to look to and work towards, and most of all, they have shown us how to be faithful, loving people and followers of Christ. Lots of times we think of saints as people who are no longer with us here on earth, and for many of us that is true. Our saints are people who lived a long time ago and whose memory we carry with us. But we can also think of a saint as anyone who brings us closer to God, whether they are living here on earth or living in our hearts. Saints are all around us in both body and spirit, leading us, holding us up, bringing us hope and joy and wisdom. What a special gift. Sometimes when I think of the saints in my life, I think of them as superheroes. Not because they have magical superpowers that enable to do things that no regular human could do, but because they have everyday superpowers that help them to be the very best kind of human. One that is kind, brave, bold, creative, smart, compassionate, and humble. To help you remember some of those everyday superpowers of your special saint, we have a little activity planned for you in your carryout connection box. When you open your box, find your tube of mini M&Ms and the All Saints Sweet Reminders label from your box. On the label, write one quality of the saint that you have chosen next to each colored dot. Have a parent or adult help you write if you need a hand. Remember, a saint is anyone who brings you closer to God. What qualities like that does your saint have? What is something you remember about them or you really like about them? What is something about them that inspires you or gives you hope? Next, wrap the sticky label around the tube. As you enjoy your M&Ms, you now have a sweet reminder of someone who brings you closer to God and all the qualities they have shared with you and the world. Superpowers that will help you and teach you as you grow in faith. Since I know you won't be eating your whole tube of mini M&Ms in one sitting, you might want to save some. And when you find yourself facing a challenge or needing some inspiration, pick out a color and think of it as sort of an edible prayer of thanks for the person and people in your life whose example shows you the way forward. One more thing to keep in mind before we go. As you look up to your saints and remember all the many qualities they have that help you to live a faith-filled life, remember that someone could be looking up to you and that you too are a saint to others. When each of us remembers that we have superpowers to share with the world definitely becomes a sweeter place to be. A quick reminder that if you still need a November Carryout Connection Sunday School box, I still have some in my office, and I'd love to arrange a time so that you can come pick one up. So please be in touch. Now let's take a moment to pray, and then we will join in praying our Lord's Prayer together. God, thank you for making sure that we are not on this journey alone, for surrounding us with saints who bring us closer to God, inspire us, and remind us of what a gift a life of faith can be. Help us to look for the saints around us, and most importantly, to look for you, moving and acting and teaching and loving in and through ordinary, extraordinary people. All of these things we pray in the name of Christ, the one who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
When the moon